The passenger train to Huia is on track to miss its targets for passenger numbers, but the council in charge of it says that won't tell the whole story. In February, more trains were added to the Te Huia service, which runs between Auckland and Hamilton. The Waikato Regional Council says since then, it's meeting or getting close to its targets, but the numbers NZTA will be looking at when checking out the viability of the service predate the new trains. Our Waikato reporter Libby Kirkby-McLeod explains.
Welcome aboard the controversial connection, the train from Waikato to the Big Smoke, which has stirred more debate than its designers probably hoped for. There were low passenger numbers, safety issues which barred it from entering Auckland City, and the arguments over how much it was costing. But Waikato Regional Council is about to deliver an interim performance assessment of the service to NZTA. And at first glance, Te Huia has consistently had more passengers travelling on an average day than they were aiming for. On the average weekend day, they are getting more than double the passengers which were expected in 2018. But there is a fat red line through the summary of targets. In 2022, NZTA said instead of aiming for an average of 250 passengers travelling on the weekday, there should be 400. Waikato Regional Councillor Angela Strange says those targets were set by NZTA staff, not the NZTA board.
Our understanding is that the board approved the 2018 numbers. The amended targets did not actually go to the board, so we are basing our figures on the initial target.
When the new targets were set, Waikato Regional Council said they would be difficult to meet without extra investment, which could have come from the budget which wasn't spent during COVID shutdowns. NZTA said no.
Kind of chicken and egg situation. We know we wanted more services to prove the case. They said you have to prove the case without extra services.
Deborah Hume is NZTA's National Manager of Multimodal Integration and said it is aware the updated targets are more challenging than the original business case and may be difficult to achieve. However, in a statement she says,
noting that the updated targets contained an element of stretch, it is NZTA's expectation that Waikato Regional Council make every endeavour to meet the amended targets. As the investor in the project, NZTA can amend their requirements.
Chair of the Public Transport Users Association, Neil Robinson, says it's totally unfair.
You can't do that, you know. If you want to get, some good productivity out of something, you've got to do the investments, and that's all there is to it.
One investment, Mr. Robinson suggests, is a station at Pōkeno, a town which has grown massively over the last few years.
That's what everybody seems to have missed in this whole thing, is that this is an embryonic service. Eventually there will be stations at Takawhata and Pōkeno and Tuakau. And with these stations, you know, there will be more people getting on board and there will be more farebox recovery.
Farebox recovery refers to what percentage of the cost of travel comes from passengers instead of from government investment. Angela Strange says Te Huia isn't meeting its target in this area, but neither are most other public transport services in the country.
We've been set the target of 15%. And last year we hit 14%, which is not quite meeting that target. However, nationally the average is 11%. So in that regard, Te Huia is actually outperforming.
The NZTA board is due to consider the Te Huia interim performance assessment when it meets on the 16th of May.